Okay, so just let your being come together in one place. Bring your consciousness into your body. Take a breath. Good. Feel your feet on our beautiful Gaia. Feel your body in the chair. Your connection to the entourage, the energy in the room, the family in the room. Another breath. Coming more present into this now moment, as you've received all the information this morning, let yourself receive this message of love right in the center of your being.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. I sit among old souls. It's not a mystery who is here. I come as a messenger, and that's all, of love. But I come from a place that you know very well. I am your family on the other side of the veil. You're here temporarily, dear ones. And you know that at some level. You know that. Therefore, I know your names in light. I know that which is your soul, which has been here very many times, who will be here again. I know the love of God for you, in you, with you. I know you. You may be listening to this right now. I know you too. The very fact that you gave intent to hear my voice, no matter what timeline you're on, I see that. We see that. And it's more than just honored that you would hear this voice at this moment. There is purpose ringing like a frequency of love with your listening to this. Why are you here? What is it that brought you to this place right now? And now we start the questions of logic in order to put you in a place of surrender. Do you believe in God, Spirit, whatever you might say? And the answer is yes. The great creative source, don't even give it a name. Do you believe in the Creator of all things, the nameless Creator, a name you cannot pronounce? And you would say, yes, I do. As most of the earth does. Do you believe that this Creator has love for you, that you might actually be created by the Creator? And you say, of course we are. The Creator has created everything. Do you feel the fact that you are a piece of the Creator, not a creation, but an extension? Human consciousness on this planet looks for the Creator. Now that is an interesting synchronicity, isn't it? No other life on this planet looks for a Creator. The human does. And you might say, well, that's because the human is more intelligent. It is not about intelligence, dear ones. You are a piece of the family, and you know it. As soon as you can, you look to the sky, and you say, where did I come from? A piece of the Creator means you belong to this thing, which might be the essence of love itself. Do you believe God loves you? And you'd say, yes, of course. Do you love God? And the answer is yes. And my statement to you is, what else is there you need to know? What else? I just gave you it all. And at some level, these rhetorical questions have been answered by you in an affirmative way. What else is there? And the answer is, you've got to get out of yourself what you were taught and that which is worldly around you to come back to basics that is elementary. And it's beautiful. The study of you with you is the most beautiful study on the planet. Everything that is revealed is benevolent. Did you have past lives? Is the system greater than you were told? Is God bigger than you were told? Is there really a box that contains a doctrine of who God can talk to and who can't? Or is it for all? Use your discernment in answering of that question. The creator of the universe does not put you in boxes. The creator of the universe, that which is all things, including that consciousness you have, which is a piece of God, is interested in you. There is purpose on this planet that is greater than you believe. The minutiae that you wallow in, that you call life, stops you from seeing the grandness of your piece of the Creator. And if you could see the grandness in you of the bigger picture, there would be no health problems in your life. Did you hear that? Your cells, those cells in your body, are all observant and listening and are governed by your consciousness. And if you have fear of disease, it'll be there. If you allow it to go on its own and never talk to your cells or your body, it'll just do what it does in a random fashion, and it'll catch everything. If, however, your consciousness is in control, no matter what you have, can be governed. And whether it's got eliminated from your body or it's just at bay, hanging there, you're in control of life, your life. And it knows it. It knows it. Now, I'm going to talk tonight more frankly about one of the biggest filters on the planet that keeps you from seeing the grandness. I'm going to talk about five subjects that are very common to show you some of the follies of what you believe. Only because of the boxes you're in, and they're not spiritual boxes. I'm talking the boxes of your existence, of your consciousness, of what you think is normal on the planet that is not. And all of this because it's time. Dear old soul, there's never been a greater time than this for you to awaken to a bigger knowledge. You have complete free choice to leave this room and say it was nice and forget it. Or to listen intently and say, is it possible that everything was real? Is it possible there's something grander for my life, no matter what age you are? No matter what age you are, whether you're just starting out or whether you think you're ending, there is a grandness that is possible for you. I want to give you, before you close, for you seniors, I want to give you a whole new outlook on what is possible. My partner has stood and given you the teachings that I have given him about what is next on the planet. A DNA that is working at a higher percentage will be more efficient in all things. That is to say, that for the first time, as you start to have a more efficient Akash, you are going to implant yourself today with things you will wake up with tomorrow. I mean that metaphorically, dear ones. When you come back in this life and you begin again, you will remember what you do today. If you grasp the idea and cognize the fact that you are in charge of your body completely, You start to youth. You start to get a hold of the diseases inside, or that which you will call aging inside, and you actually are able to change it and manipulate it. You have grasped or cognized a consciousness of the future. And when you come back, that's where you're going to start. You don't start over anymore. You come in with a wisdom. Been there, done that. You pick up where you left off. What you do today is not for the rest of your life. It's for the rest of the life of the planet. Think about it. And you wonder why these are important times. And old souls are the only ones who really understand, because you've had the experience of eons. It's in your consciousness. It's in your Akash. You are more ready than anyone else. I'll be back to continue. Dearly loved you are, and so it is.